With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Looks like law and order is finally reestablished at New York's Columbia University. Police have cleared the university's Hamilton Hall and the encampments after nearly 2 weeks of anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protest. University officials say they called in police as a last resort.
Columbia University says, quote, after the university learned overnight that Hamilton Hall had been occupied, vandalized, and blockaded, we were left with no choice, unquote. In addition, school officials say, quote, the decision to reach out to the NYPD was in response to the actions of the protesters, not the cause they were championing, unquote. Officials also say, quote, we have made it clear that the life of campus cannot be endlessly interrupted by protesters who violate the rules and the law.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, Columbia's protests have kicked off demonstrations that now span from California to Massachusetts. Also at SRNnews.com, the government is looking into challenging the patents for some popular drugs.
The Federal Trade Commission is challenging patents on 20 brand name drugs. On the list is the weight loss injection Ozempic. There's also drugs for diabetes, asthma, and other respiratory conditions. The FTC claims certain patents filed by Novo Nordisk, GlaxoSmithKline, AstraZeneca, and seven other companies are inaccurate or misleading. The Biden administration is targeting pharmaceutical industry practices that drive up the price of prescriptions. Patents are used to protect medicines and hold off cheaper generic medicines. Once a patent expires, generic drug makers can launch their own versions. No comment from the maker of Ozempic, Novo Nordisk. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Multiple newspaper outlets are suing Microsoft and OpenAI for copyright infringement. Tuesday, eight newspapers filed lawsuits. This is SRN News. Female travelers are finding refuge in religious institutions.
The vast majority of women say they feel somewhat unsafe when taking trips alone across Europe and the United Kingdom. But they are discovering that many of the numerous monasteries, abbeys, and convents across the region offer accommodations to travelers. Monasteries.com, which brokers such accommodations, says religious institutions, quote, provide low-cost city center stays in some of Europe's most visited cities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging on America's college campuses, Congress is considering a bill that would require universities to be monitored by the federal government. Congressman Richie Torres and Mike Lawler, a Democrat and Republican, have introduced a measure that would allow Washington to send anti-Semitism monitors to the campuses of colleges and universities. They would chart anti-Semitic acts and oversee the school's response to them. This is SRN News. A warning from the feds.
The FBI says scammers stole more than $3.4 billion from older Americans last year. That report shows a rise in losses through increasingly sophisticated tactics to trick the elderly into giving up their life savings. Investigators are warning of a rise in brazen schemes to drain the bank accounts involving sending couriers to collect cash or gold from the victims. Jason Walker reporting.
The nation's leading mobile carriers are being hit with hefty fines by the FCC for illegally sharing access to customers' location data without consent. The FCC says T-Mobile's being fined more than $80 million, AT&T more than $57 million, and Verizon just under $47 million. They also issued a $12 million fine to Sprint, which was purchased by T-Mobile. The fines cap a four-year investigation that began under the Trump administration. More details at SRNnews.com.